While technically Scott Brown's still exploring a New Hampshire U.S. Senate run, he acted very much the candidate at a Salem St. Patrick's Day lunch. Brown worked the room, posed for pictures, and said voters across the country and here in his new home state want to toss Democrats from office for supporting so-called Obamacare.
You know, Jean was obviously one of the voters. She also voted against every grandfathering amendment. She also has voted to, raise taxes and against the Keystone Pipeline to deal with our energy costs. I mean, I could go on and on. When you're voting 99 to 100% with the administration, it shows that you've lost the values of New Hampshire.
Brown was less definitive, though, when asked about Jean Shaheen's challenge that he sign a so-called People's Pledge, as he did during his loss to Elizabeth Warren in 2012.
I'm not going to make a statement yet because I'm not a candidate. We'll have plenty of time to talk about that, but I think it's hypocritical, and the horse has left the barn. You know, she's already spent, her and her allies have spent almost $750,000 on me.
GOP and conservative third-party groups have also been busy. So far, they've committed about $1.5 million to ads attacking Jean Shaheen, including $600,000 worth of ads paid for by the Karl Rove affiliate group American Crossroads that are slated to air over the next week. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.